After being in limbo since February, the Kingston School of Art has announced that they officially have a new home. KSOA made the difficult decision to move from their location of 31 years at the corner of Princess Street and Victoria Street earlier this year. But later this month, KSOA will be joining Providence Village. Located at 1200 Princess Street, the charitable organization brings together diverse community partners to offer services to people across the region. Some of the partners that call the village home include Girls Inc. Limestone, the Heart Center, Providence Care, the Alzheimer's Society, and Independent Living Center Kingston. This new chapter for KSOA will include a dedicated printmaking studio with professional presses, flexible multi-purpose classrooms for arts programming, increased accessibility, and collaboration with the village's vibrant community of nonprofits. KSOA's treasurer and longtime board member, Rob Hosier, sat down with CFRC to chat about the upcoming move.
Last time we chatted with KSOA, things were quite up in the air. I was wondering if you could just give us the full story of how this partnership with Providence Village came to be and how we ended up here where you're ready to move in at the end of September.
Oh my gosh, Providence Village was perfect. It's just that perfect timing that you never get in working with nonprofit organizations. It seems like we're always scrambling, but really we loved our old location. That's like a fact. We had an amazing landlord. We had an amazing location, but you know there's a few drawbacks to it in a sense as well. We had limited accessibility and we had limited parking. And as a lot of nonprofits over the pandemic, you start reassessing where your resources go and things like that. And so we were kind of going through a change where we were re-scoping how we served our community and making sure that we weren't duplicating services and going through an internal kind of assessment. In that assessment, we determined that this nice big space, which I'm sure is going to be utilized for something incredible afterwards, isn't necessarily suiting our needs for what we need to provide for the community. And so we looked and looked and looked and looked and looked, and then Providence Village comes to us and says, hey, you know, we've got space in our organization, our village that may suit KSOA. And they came to us in the purest sense of community. They're looking for community partners to be in a little community to serve the bigger community, which it's like layers of community. And so when when that proposition came to the table, we were like, it's a no brainer at this point. It's an incredible opportunity. It increases our accessibility, increases our parking, increases our space, increases everything that we can do to equitably provide arts to their community without breaking the bank.
Absolutely. And you kind of dove into this a bit there, but it sounds like this new space is adding a lot for KSOA. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about what's different about this location.
There's a major issue and there's so much potential. And so it's amazing opportunity. So what we're excited about is, like, number one, what I said is that we're entering into an existing community that already has people that already are populating the village with community-facing services and different organizations that even that alone could keep us busy for the next 5 or 6 years, if not more. But on top of that, just the resources and the connections and the accessibility and just the opportunity to increase our footprint at Providence Village. The outdoors around Providence Village is just incredible, the outdoor space. And so when we start considering reinstating summer camps and spring break camps and, you know, art camps, plein air painting events and things like that, things like we can take art to the outdoors. We're unparalleled for space in that. So, you know, it's literally that thing where we have so much opportunity and they've been so amazing to work with and providing us opportunities, providing us ideas on how we can engage with their community and the existing community at large. It's been amazing.
That's awesome. And this is kind of jumping around a bit, but it just came to mind. Last time I spoke with Christiane, everything was really up in the air. They didn't know where all the supplies were going. I was wondering, where has everything been in the meantime? Did folks take it home?
In a large storage unit. We actually slimmed down. We had 31 years in that last location. So as you can understand, being a volunteer-led organization, things start to collect after a while, and maybe not in the best ways. And things. So we had a massive clean out. Our team and our board and a few other folks came, and we spent literally weeks going through all of our old art, you know, salvaging what we could salvage, and then literally selling everything that we didn't need at the time. And so we focused on the education system and teachers that need supplies for their classrooms and such. And then it got to the point where it's just like, come in, grab what you need and go, just making sure that we were just not wasting those particular resources. But from then on in, we have these massive printing presses because we have printmakers. We're literally one of the only ones. I don't know as far as region goes, but we're at least the only ones in the region with full printmaking equipment and things. So you have these massive printmaking pieces of equipment and things like that. They've all been in storage for now while we custom fit up our space in Providence Village. And so we have a few spaces in Providence Village that we're going to do some core printmaking and things like that, but also open up the other classroom, open up some other classrooms for some art programming. But all that stuff has been in storage. We're literally moving that stuff in later on this month because we had to accommodate for these big, massive printmaking machines, and Providence Village has been amazing with us trying to get these things in there. But yeah, it's literally in storage, going back in, and now we're organizing the space to provide a core printmaking studio and then start setting up our classrooms. So that exciting work happens this end of this month, I believe. And so we can have hopefully some courses going up in fall.
Awesome. And what's kind of the energy of your team right now? You guys are all kind of getting ready to move and and slowly ramp up programming. How's it going?
We did some strategic planning not too long ago. We're so excited, but a little bit exhausted. So if we're a volunteer run board, there's less than 10 of us that are doing this. And so on our ksoa.info, if you'd like to volunteer or help or support or anything like that, just shoot us a line there. We'd appreciate the help. But we are so excited. We definitely are in such a state of transition right now. And so we're trying to also, you know, put our mission and what we want to accomplish in our community really, really, you know, forward and really focus on that, in the sense that we are now downsizing and we're now have the opportunity to really change our model up quite severely. So we've been throwing around ideas like shared spaces models, where we go into the community with like a kit of things that we could do within that classroom space, or that church basement, or that Rideau Heights Community Center, or Boys and Girls Club, or whatever the case may be. And so there's a lot of possibility right now, but we're really trying to start and get a firm foothold with the printmakers, and then the on-premises studios to start up a few classes as kind of our bedrock, and then start being creative from there on in.
Once again, that was Rob Hosier, board member with the Kingston School of Art, on their upcoming move to their new home at Providence Village later this month. For CFRC News, this is Christina Laurie, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.